Good evening. This is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. Tonight, we're speaking to mother and daughter, Jane Yolen and Heidi E.Y. Stemple. They write books together and separately. Jane has almost 450 books to her name. Heidi has almost 50 books to her name. And tonight, we're talking about their latest, We Celebrate the Light. J.Y., Heidi, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Stop laughing. It is such a pleasure to talk to you about this book. And it's really funny. I have to talk to you. I was talking to my wife, Sheila, about this book. And I said, you know, you could say nothing bad about this book. This book is beautiful. It's meaningful. It's great. Guys, you really write indestructible books. Books that defy criticism.
I'm going to use indestructible as the new adjective for all the books. That's my favorite.
Please do.
Word.
It's amazing. So many friends who are writing books for young people, somebody finds some kind of weird thing to complain about. But this is a wonderful book. Before we talk, can we just spend a minute to talk about the illustrator?
Jating Chen. Yeah. She is amazing, isn't she?
Yeah.
And this is Heidi, that the actual challenge of this is going to be able to tell the difference between my voice and my mom's voice.
Yes, you do sound alike.
Yeah, I know, right?
The thing about this artwork is that it makes everything feel like you're in all of these,
yes,
these places, and you see the people, and the people are different but the same, which is what I love.
And there's something about the tones that she's using in the paintings. It's really warm, and there's a real deep sense of family.
When the editor said, "All right, we're looking for an artist, and we like to have a meeting and boil down what it is we're looking for." Sorry about that. She said the word we're looking for this book is luminous.
Yes.
And
yes.
And I can never get that out of my head, because what I love is Jay Ting really went in and tried to find all the light sources that she could in every piece of art. So it's almost a fun game for a child reader to figure out where the light is coming from in all these different vignettes, because it's just from twinkle lights, from the overhead light streaming in from outside, from the sun, from the moon, from the lanterns, just all these light sources.
Well, let's talk about what this book is about. And I'm so glad you people, both of you, wrote this book, because there's all different celebrations that happen as the year goes towards the end, and then actually over our new year. And so it's all about those celebrations that celebrate light in one form or another. And that includes Bodhi Day, Diwali, Winter Solstice, Lunar New Year, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Hanukkah. Wow. Talk to me about how you got that list. Did you already know all of those? Jane, you want to talk about that?
The first thing you need to know is that the book itself came about in a way that we've done before, but it's not the usual way. An editor came to us that we had worked with before, a very dear friend editor, and she said, "I want a book about this. Will you do it? Winter holidays,
she said.
She said, about holidays.
Yeah.
Basically, it was like Christmas holidays or winter holidays.
Winter. And, she said winter.
Okay, you two.
this is a little peek into how we work together.
Oh, my God. It's mother and daughter all over again.
It is. And our voices are so much alike that even my husband, Heidi's father, couldn't tell us apart on the phone.
So. Okay, and Jane, I forgive me for interrupting you. So they came to you, so they were asking you to do this book?
Yes, and isn't that nice? Because then you know it's already sold. You don't have to sell the idea.
It takes a lot of pressure off.
It takes all the pressure off, because you know, I've sold another book. Good. I'm still here.
Now, did you already know all of these celebrations?
No.
Okay.
We knew a lot of them because go on, Heidi.
Well, because I was the one who did the research. So Cecily said winter holidays, And that was the only instruction that we had. And so I went about doing a deep dive into the research. And of course, many of the holidays that are celebrated in world cultures are celebrated and they're movable. So sometimes they're in the summer, sometimes they're in the winter. We decided pretty early on that we wanted to do the holidays that were always over that winter. And it's not technically winter because it's fall, late fall into the beginning of spring. So over that time that is winter. And we thought, what are the things that connect these holidays, not that make them different? And in the reading, that's what we really focus on, which is all the things that connect the holidays, the heart of the holidays, the humanness of the holidays, not necessarily what exactly the holiday is celebrated for, because there's deeper meanings in every holiday.
Yeah.
But what's the heart of the family celebration of these?
So in the book, really family was the solid rock.
Yeah, it's all about, and especially in the pictures too, but also in the text, it's really about celebrating these as your close, however you describe your family. It's people gathering around the light, and then it explains it in typical fashion. And Heidi, we've talked about your books before. There's always a nice sort of section at the end that further explains things. And there's details in every one of these holidays. And I sort of want to talk about each one in possible. But first I want to talk about what it's like for mother and daughter to work together.
It's easy.
See, I can tell. That was Jane laughing, right?
No, that was
Heidi was laughing. I was the one who said it was easy. It's easy because I know her. She knows me in the most intimate ways.
Whoa.
So that we if one of us says something, the other one immediately jumps on it, whether it's to jump on it to deny it or jump on it to accept it or to jump on it to expand it. That's I can't tell you when that'll happen, but we sound alike, we hear poetry alike, and this book is full of poetry. Not poems, but poetry. The lines are poetic. The thoughts are poetic. The through line is poetic. So I think that working with Heidi on this kind of book is for me, the best kind of pleasure.
And it also reflects the main thrust of the book, too, because family has worked on this book about families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. And I think, Brooke, I actually think this is our 25th book together.
Oh, my God.
I could be wrong. So she's written and published about 439, we think, books. I need to do a little more accurate count than that.
That's a lot of book.
And I've done 49. But
I thought that was a lot of books.
25th together. Yeah, I know, that's right?
Yeah, that's a lot of books for anyone except in our family.
Oh my God. That really is a lot of books. When was the first book that you wrote together?
I was pregnant with my daughter Madison, who was about to turn 30, so that gives you a little math problem. And it was a book called Meet the Monsters, and it was 13 monsters.
Oh wow.
And it was telling historically about these monsters, but also how you can get rid of a monster.
Oh,
educational.
So how was that idea of working together broached? Who suggested it?
Oh, my mom, all the time.
Heidi was complaining about being pregnant. Not that she didn't want the baby. It was a pregnancy.
Sick.
Yeah,
oh God.
Was pretty sick.
Yeah, people, especially men, have no idea what pregnancy is about.
Yeah. So in order to, keep her on task and also after the baby was born, I said, why don't we write a book together, basically. I think somebody had asked me to write a book, and I asked them Heidi could do it, too.
One was actually a short story.
Yeah.
And then
right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely
right into books.
Did either of you have trepidations about working? I mean, I loved my parents too, but I can't imagine working with them.
Well, don't forget, my kids grew up with a mother who was a writer.
That's right.
So two of the three kids became writers, and the third one, he's now a television producer.
Wow.
The one who was the last in our family to write a book before the grandchildren started was David.
Wow. Whoa.
So he wrote a book about...
To be clear, David was my father.
Right.
You didn't explain that.
I knew your father, David, because I'm a birder too, and I met him through birding.
Yes, but I don't think everybody on the radio will know who he is. Okay. So I thought I'd clear that up.
Okay.
Would you like me to read the beginning of the book?
Of which book? I'm lost.
The book we're talking about.
Just kidding, Heidi.
Which book? We've been talking about many books, Heidi.
I know, we have. But I think I will. But first I want to talk about each holiday in turn, if we can. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
How did you organize them in the book?
So we wrote the poem, and we were very specific. The text of the book is really a poem.
Yeah.
It is the text of a book, so it doesn't read exactly like a poem because, of course, you have to split it into the pages, and there's some very I could teach a class on this. I do teach a class on this, but but technically, this book is very lyrical, so it's pretty much a poem. So we did that, and it doesn't tell you which holidays are in it, but in the beginning it did. So when we first started writing, we were very specific about which holidays were in it. But then as we did revisions and as we talked to the editor and we worked this to make it a better, stronger, more lyrical book text, we dropped the holidays right out of the text. So now each holiday in turn is depicted in the art, but not necessarily in the text itself. So when I went to arrange I did the art notes for this. Mm-hmm. So when I did that, I decided that the best way to arrange the holidays was in order. But again, holidays change.
That's right.
So I decided that because it was coming out in winter of 2024, I was going to go in the order that 2024 went in. So we moved from Diwali to solstice. To Christmas, to Hanukkah, because this year Christmas and Hanukkah are on the same day.
Right.
Hanukkah starts on the same day. Then Kwanzaa, Bodhi Day, into the Lunar New Year. So that's the arc of the story within the art in each of those holidays. But next year it won't be the exact same because a couple of the holidays do definitely move. So that's the reason for the arc that they're in right now.
Let's talk about each one. Because I'm not going to assume that everybody knows all the holidays. I want to talk about Bodhi Day.
I know. Isn't that a new one? Bodhi Day is I'm going to read it right to you from the text. Bodhi Day marks the moment the Buddha found enlightenment after 49 days of meditation and is celebrated by Buddhists as they slow down to enjoy inner peace and the natural world around them.
I like that day.
Yeah. I know it makes so much sense. It's a really beautiful holiday, and it's decorated with colorful lights around usually a ficus. There is a breaking of the fast meal, which is simple meal, unlike sort of the big feasts that we have, and it's of a milk rice dish. So I got to learn these new holidays, which was really fun as well.
The thing about holidays in our family is that. Because we come from a Catholic Jewish combination, we always had a feeling for other holidays, and in fact, we call our winter holiday either Chrismica or Hanukkah Mass. And we have a Christmas tree with a Jewish star on top. And we have little glasses that if you wear them and look at the tree which has sparkling things on it, the things seem to move around and dance, it's quite beautiful. But if you put these special glasses on it, they bounce around, the little sparkly things bounce around, dance, and are menorahs.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
We like to do a little bit of everything. And if somebody comes to our house and they, at that time, we'll celebrate whatever they want to celebrate.
I think that's great. I just think that's great. But, you know, I think the reality of today's extended families is it's like that. I think everybody brings different things and different ideas and different celebrations mm-hmm. to a family. So a book like this really sort of brings that all together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think this is a perfect book to read all together, too, as a family.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about Diwali. I had heard it. I didn't know enough about it.
Diwali is the 5-day Hindu celebration of light and the new year. So it opens the season, although it also, I believe, moves with the season mm-hmm. or with the year. But there's what I think about Diwali is so wonderful is there's actually tasks that you do each of the 5 days. And I'm obviously not an expert on it. But on the last day, everybody goes to visit. On the first day, there's cleaning and preparing. So there's all these tasks on each day. And it's a celebration of the light. And so it's a really great one to open the book with.
Winter solstice. Now that one I know, but that's
I know, and everybody we wanted to include it for sure because it's really an Earth holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
We really are celebrating the light in this one. It's not necessarily a holiday of lights; it's a holiday of the Earth, and it's completely non-secular. It is celebrated in such different ways. There's no set holiday; it's not attached to a religion, which was a really important holiday to have in there.
It also means from that point on, the days are getting longer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's being a New Englander for all my life. Anything that celebrates the days getting longer, the daylight getting longer, I celebrate.
Yep. We did have one argument that I lost.
Uh-oh.
And that's because I've always been fascinated by the, I think it's either Danish or... the girls of the family wear a crown.
Oh, yeah.
of burning fire on their heads.
I've seen that. I think that's true in Swedish and Norwegian traditions
I think
too.
It's Swedish.
Yeah,
no, it is Swedish, not Danish. And I wanted it because I just thought it would make such a beautiful picture. And the lady said, everybody who buys books for children will not buy the book because that's dangerous.
What could possibly go wrong?
So that was the one that I lost. But I like the idea of it. But she's right. I mean,
no,
you don't want to tell kids, oh, go set your hair on.
Put a ring of fire on your head and then walk around. I know, and I've seen that. I've known about that celebration for decades, and. From the very beginning, I thought, this is not a good idea. I mean, I understand the people doing it, but it just doesn't, it's because, you know, I grew up in New England and safety first. Mm-hmm. Lunar New Year is really what sometimes people call Chinese New Year.
It is, correct.
Okay.
But the term is changing as it opens up because also it's celebrated in many, many countries.
Yeah, so it is.
That was a conversation with the editor, and they decided that they very much wanted it to be Lunar New Year. I think that is really a nice way to open it up.
I mean, that's celebrated throughout Southeast Asia, I think, too, isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't want to put it in any specific place and in any way make it seem like it was only celebrated in Chinese or Chinese cultures. But what I love about Lunar New Year is it's actually spring festival. So it is the last day begins of Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
In this particular celebration, it ends on the, let me get it right. It ends, I believe, on the first full moon of the year with the Lantern Festival, and it is ushering in the spring. So it completes that arc of, from Diwali to the so really the late fall, the harvest, the late festival on the end and the light on the other end.
Yeah, you know, one of the problems in writing this book is that all of these holidays move around.
Yeah.
Not all.
So it's hard to say definitely. You can say Christmas is December 25th, but it depends. You know, you can't say it's always on the Tuesday.
That's right.
They move around, and they move around because they were initially all really holidays about the light.
I want to make sure we include Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Hanukkah. So Kwanzaa, and it's funny, those three holidays are now really well known here in the United States.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa, let's talk about Kwanzaa.
Well, I always said that Kwanzaa is the holiday that makes the most sense. The pillars.
Yeah.
There's craft making, there's storytelling, there's a lot of respect for elders, and there's seven candles, and they represent the seven core principles of Kwanzaa. Don't make me tell you what they are, because I don't have them written down right here with me. But it really is Kwanzaa to me always feels like it boils down all the other holidays and makes perfect sense of them.
Does.
If that makes sense?
Yeah. Well, it's the ethical core of what the holidays are all about. I mean,
I think it's the latest. It's one of the latest holidays, not in the calendar. But that was invented.
That was created, yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas, December 25th, as you mentioned, it's always on the same date, but not the same day of the week.
It's the
Heisenberg uncertainty principle. You can either have one thing or the other. You can either have the day is the same, so it's always a Tuesday, or you can have the date, but you can't have both. And Hanukkah is also. Now, Hanukkah moves.
Yeah, Hanukkah's a pain in the patootie. Yeah, it just jumps all over the place.
But it is always within between Diwali and Lunar New Year. It is always within the winter.
Right.
And this year it happens to be on the same day as Christmas. We've had a couple of Thanksgiving Hanukkahs where it's really early. But this year, I thought it was interesting that this year when the book comes out, they're celebrated at the same time, although Hanukkah is, of course, a much longer holiday. So,
and that completes it. That's a lot of holidays. But everything about the design of the book, it really encourages you to almost, like, celebrate all of it.
I could get awfully tired.
Thank God they're on cards for everything. Like Hallmark would make a fortune.
I think more than encouraging you to celebrate all of them is to understand why kids in the class celebrate different holidays and how, though the reason behind the holidays might be different, the heart of the holiday is often has that same thread through it. The light, the family, traditions, games, a feast, memories. So all of those things in our celebrations, even if it's not necessarily about the truth behind the holiday or the reason behind the holiday, all of our celebrations hold those parts together, and they're held by families and by children. And seeing those similarities in this world that seeks to tell us how different we all are, just understanding how close our hearts are in these celebrations, I think is a nice unifying piece of this book.
Are the two of you doing book tour to support this?
We're not doing a book tour per se, but we just were at the Silver Unicorn meeting and signing. We are heading to Beacon Hill Books. We are going to be at the Odyssey Bookstore.
Oh, wow.
South Hadley. And then we're going to be, I think it's on it's either the 21st or the 22nd. Follow my social media to find out exactly which one it is. It will be at the Bombex Center in Florence, Massachusetts, with High Five Books. And they're going to have a light celebration that will be cross across all religions.
For us, or maybe I should say for me, because I'm 85, going all around and doing a huge book tour is just not on.
No, I understand that.
If I can do one or two places that are close together, or if I can do one or two places that are spaced as far as the timing of it, is easier for me. Heidi is much, I don't drive anymore. So Heidi is the one who has to drive everywhere. And also she's a great deal younger than I am. On children's books, I think they don't normally spend a lot of money on getting you places.
Oh, yeah.
You can get yourself places. Whereas adult books, if it's an adult, big, big, splashy book, they'll send you everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's a very different kind of thing.
Well,
so we
have to
libraries that
we have to stop right now because we're completely out of time. Jane, I'm going to ask to have you back at some point just so I can talk about your long career.
Okay.
I've wanted to talk to you for decades about your books. And tonight we are speaking.
Better hurry.
I will. I'm up there too, no, Jane. Tonight we're speaking to mother and daughter Jane Yolen and Heidi E.Y. Stempel. They write books together and obviously they write books separately. Jane has almost 450 books to her name. Whew. Heidi has almost 50 books to her name. And tonight we've been talking about their latest, and it's just wonderful. From beginning to end, it's beautiful to look at. It's beautiful to read. We celebrate the light. JY and Heidi, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It's been fun talking to you, too. Thanks for having us on.
Always a pleasure. You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name's Mark Lynch. Good night.